Federal Parliament sits for the first time since the election in under a fortnight, and a major fight is looming over border protection, fuelled by a federal court ruling yesterday. The Home Affairs Minister says asylum seekers could try to make their way to Australia if Labor doesn't work with the federal government to abolish the Medivac legislation. Peter Dutton's told AM the court's judgment might result in new boat arrivals and he wants the law repealed. But Labor's accusing him of scaremongering. Political reporter Stephanie Boris reports.
The Home Affairs Minister has never been a fan of the Medivac legislation and he's using a recent federal court ruling to ramp up calls for it to be scrapped.
We can only clean it up if the Labor Party support the government in the Senate to abolish this bill.
The federal court has ruled doctors can recommend refugees on Nauru be transferred to Australia for treatment based on their medical records rather than speaking to them. Peter Dutton says he's concerned what will happen if the law isn't scrapped.
It may have applicability to many hundreds of people, which has certainly the potential to restart boats, and that would be a travesty.
How could it restart boats considering the Medivac legislation only applies to those that are currently on Manus Island and Nauru?
We're not dealing with honourable people. We're dealing with organised criminal syndicates who will spin and twist any message they possibly can to take money from innocent men, women and children.
The Shadow Home Affairs Minister, Christina Keneally, is confident the court ruling will not result in an influx of boats.
It does not apply to any new arrivals. There is no pull factor here. This is just scaremongering from the government.
David Burke is a senior lawyer at the Human Rights Law Centre who worked on the case.
This is something that's done every day in Australian hospitals where surgeons and specialists are recommending treatment for patients on the basis of detailed medical records. There's nothing controversial about this.
But Peter Dutton doesn't agree.
My fear now is there are hundreds of people in the pipeline. I think that is the reality.
The government warned that hundreds of people would come out under the Medivac legislation. That hasn't happened. You're now saying hundreds will come out under this ruling. So why should we believe you?
Well, Steph, we said that there would be no boats under a Liberal government. That's happened. We said that there would be boats under a Labor government. There were 50,000 people who arrived on 800 boats. That's the reality of what we're dealing with. And people, I believe, now will access the Medivac bill, and particularly with this ruling, which I'm seeking advice on as to what our appeal prospects might be.
The court ruling only applies to people on Nauru, where medical consultations via teleconference have been banned. Lawyers say they expect a handful of people will now apply for a medical transfer, but that might not happen because the government will try to abolish the legislation in the first week of Parliament. Christina Keneally says Labor doesn't agree with the move.
Labor supports the Medivac legislation, and Labor supports it for two reasons. One, it provides a way for people who are sick to get the health care that they need. And two, it ensures that the minister retains the power and the discretion to determine who comes into the country.
So far, about 30 people have been brought to Australia from Manus Island under the Medivac legislation.
Stephanie Boris reporting there.